Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root! The Root! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. For those of you who care, the Oakland A's are officially, it appears, coming to Las Vegas. That announcement was made last night, and I'll tell you what, I think it's just exhibit A for what you get when you have a state that elects a Republican governor that is not insane like California, that doesn't have insane taxes, doesn't have insane property taxes, doesn't have insane business taxes, doesn't have insane capital gains taxes, doesn't have insane rules and regulations and mandates regarding vaccines and mandates. Kids are not required to get vaccinated to go to school. There's actually an executive order from the governor, one of his first ones, that says that. So we're actually a decent state now, despite being kind of a purple state with a lot of elected Democrats. We are still a state with very conservative, patriotic, libertarian roots. And the whole California is moving here. And now we've got not only the Raiders from Oakland, but the Oakland A's baseball team from Oakland. And in the last month, I've seen four new restaurants that are under construction or opening up soon or planning to open up that are all like $50 million restaurants on the Vegas Strip. Four $50 million restaurants. To be a $50 million restaurant, you know, it's like 25,000, 35,000, one might be 50,000 square feet, giant mega restaurants where companies are investing millions and millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars to build them. You notice they're not building them in New York and they're not building them in California. They're building them on the Vegas Strip where the income tax is zero, and where the property gains taxes are the lowest in the country, and where the business taxes are for the most part zero. It depends. I think it's some small percent above $3 million a year. On the first $3 million, it's zero. So we are just, and nobody's required to wear a mask, and no one's required to vaccinate. We're a sane state with zero income tax and a Republican governor, and that means that the whole world is moving here. I'm going to have to write a commentary about that. The restaurants are opening. The sports teams are moving here. I'm guessing they'll announce very soon that we're going to have an NBA team. We've already got NHL team. We've already got NFL team. We've got the Final Four coming. We've got the Super Bowl coming. We've got Formula One coming. It's all because we're a zero-tax state, a boom town. Everyone's moving here. Our taxes are low. The sun shines always out. Las Vegas, it's shining on Las Vegas, man. So congratulations on landing the Oakland A's. And the new governor, Republican, said he promised he would never raise taxes like the last moron governor, Sisolak. That loser, Sisolak, raised taxes dramatically to bring the Oakland Raiders to Las Vegas, the NFL team. And literally, the taxpayers went up giving them almost $1 billion. Why would I give you $1 billion to open a stadium? Let me show you how dumb Democrats are. So they gave $1 billion of taxpayer money. It's $750 million to be exact. So $750 million of taxpayer money was given to the Oakland Raiders because they're too poor to build their own stadium? Really? They needed our money to build their stadium so that they can have a license to steal and charge a god-awful rates for not only seats but seat licenses? Really? And so the owner of the Raiders, Al Davis' son, what the hell's his first name? Something Davis. Can't even remember his first name. But Davis, the owner of the Raiders, Al Davis' son, he's building like a $35 million mansion in Henderson, a suburb of Las Vegas, that is meant to look like Allegiant Stadium, the Raiders' home stadium. He's building a mansion that looks like Allegiant Stadium. That's the size of Allegiant Stadium. Can you believe that? So how can you actually have no shame while you took $750 million of taxpayer money, you stole the money for no reason. We get back nothing in return. And then you take your that money you've stolen, and you're free to use your own money on $30 million of it to build a mansion that's the size of a football stadium. How do you, it's just amazing to me that anybody has no shame and would do something like that. How could we be so stupid? If you could afford to build a $30 million house, $30 million massive mansion, like 30,000 square feet mansion, then I think you could pay for your own football stadium. But in general, Vegas is pretty damn good. Under the last Democrat governor, we had a moment of insanity involving the Raiders and involving closing the strip for COVID for 2.5 months, but requiring masks for a while there. Thank God, never requiring vaccines. But having said that, it's just so hard to believe that we ever elected a moron like Sisolak, and it's thrilling to know we have a Republican governor now, Joe Lombardo, who's doing some good things and threatening some good vetoes that I hope he'll get a chance to knock down any bad Democrat bill that comes our way now. I also saw this amazing story today that proves there are UFOs. I've always believed in UFOs. There's nothing tinfoil hat about believing in UFOs. There's clearly another world out there, and there's clearly people in it, and there's clearly, you know, flying saucers. There's clearly jets out there that work on speed, propulsion that we don't have in the world today. So it's from another planet. And today they released footage of UFOs over conflict zones in the Middle East, seen for the first time. UFOs flying in active combat zones released to the public. And so I wanted to read you my tweet that I put out in response to that. Now I understand. Clearly, Biden was dropped on this earth by UFOs. A brain-dead dementia zombie puppet with masks and diapers who manages to destroy the greatest nation and the greatest economy in world history in 2 short years. Yes, now I get it. Biden's a UFO. That was my response to the UFO story. I've always believed in UFOs. I think we've got one as President of the United States. Unbelievable. I haven't mentioned much on this show about RFK Jr. I always get those two confused. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the son of the former president and the nephew of the former, the son of the former attorney general and nephew of the former president, John F. Kennedy. See how I keep confusing that? RFK Jr. is running for president as a Democrat. He's been on the show twice before talking about COVID vaccines. I'm a big fan of his views on COVID vaccines. And also, he's against the war in Ukraine and against wars around the world, against big government and government censorship and trying to silence dissenters. You know, he's a very liberal guy. Just like Bernie Sanders, occasionally they come around in a circle, and part of what they believe in touches what you and I believe in as conservatives. They don't want dissent to be banned. They don't want free speech to be banned because they're smart enough to realize if you do it to Republicans, eventually we're going to do it to them. You'd have to be a moron to want to ban free speech and silence someone for their political views. And so RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., son of the former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, nephew of John F. Kennedy, is running for president. I want to read you my tweet I said about him. Massive platform given to RFK Jr. on a presidential stage will expose COVID death jabs, the worldwide fraud, cover-up, and crimes against humanity and against innocent children is over. The jig is up. Kennedy name will finally do some good. I put that out today, and then I also put, Democrats in so much trouble, RFK Jr. will show emperor has no clothes. RFK Jr. is liberal but sane, will destroy Biden and Democrats on issues of COVID vaccine deaths and sending $150 billion to Ukraine. He will expose Democrats as frauds and mass murderers, pushing World War III and death vax. So there are my thoughts on RFK Jr. You know, he's not perfect. I probably wouldn't agree with him on anything when it comes to taxes, regulations, and climate change. Some very important issues. Probably wouldn't agree on open borders. My guess is he's got no problem with illegal aliens invading our nation. He's a liberal. He's a classic liberal. But he's not an insane suicide bomber and mass murderer like we've got in office right now. He's against the COVID vaccines. He knows the COVID vaccines are killers. He's against the censorship and the cover-up of the deaths of the COVID vaccines. That's all good things. So glad we've got RFK Jr. running. I keep saying that. I don't know why. I guess I want JFK Jr. to run, but he's dead. He got killed in a plane crash. He can't run for anything. He's the bottom of the sea. But RFK Jr., I'm glad he's running because it'll expose the lies of the COVID vaccine. I think that will be huge in breaking this entire, what's the right word for it, this massive cover-up, this massive conspiracy, this massive conglomerate of people and corporations that wanted to hide all the death and all the injuries and all the crippling, disabling injuries from the COVID vaccine. They want to keep it all a secret. And it's time we broke up this mafia organized crime enterprise. More of what happens when you have Biden as president, another Biden disaster like Afghanistan. U.S. residents stranded in Sudan, Africa, after a failed coup attempt, too late for evacuations. Unbelievable. Just like Afghanistan. They left thousands of Americans on the ground in Afghanistan. As many as 14,000 at its peak were Americans were stuck in Afghanistan. And now we have, I don't know how many Americans stuck in Sudan, Africa. Biden regime told Americans stranded in Sudan today it was too late for the U.S. to get them out, and they're on their own. Telling Americans to stay put and hide. Another embarrassing Biden failure. Can you be this dumb? Is it possible? Or can you be this incompetent? Is it possible? Or, in fact, is this all the intentional destruction of the United States of America? Anyone who trusts their government at this point is a fool. And when we get back, I'm going to tell you that something done by Bush, as in George W., Obama, and Clinton, teaming up together, has got to be the most disgusting, disgraceful, embarrassing, makes me sick to my stomach thing that I've seen ever happen with three presidents, including a Republican, teaming up to destroy our country. When we get back, that'll be my lead story to head off the next segment. George W. Bush, traitor.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver?
Well, then listen up.
First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process.
process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You gotta stop this, Chris. In the break, I've got this comedy in my ears. He is so funny. He should be a stand-up comedian. And I just come on the show laughing. I can't even do my routine with a straight face here. My gosh, you are funny, Chris. Amiel Life. What's that?
RFK Jr. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right. Yeah, I thought it was JFK Jr.
No, he's drinking Ocean Spray somewhere.
If JFK Jr.'s here, I've really got a great show. All right, Amiel Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies, Amiel Life. Amiel Life joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and natural silver mouthwash several times a day, silver gel on my face each night before I go to bed, silver lozenges all throughout the show to keep my voice alive. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. And the good folks at Amiel Life realize inflation is hitting hard, so they're offering my listeners a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Everything is 50% off, including the all-important alkaline structured silver solution to boost your immune system. Visit AmielLife.com. That's AmielLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. AmielLife.com, ROOT50, or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Say ROOT50 to get 50% off. All right, so there's two things I want to get to. One, I told you I'd tell you about Bush, Obama, and Clinton. First, let me mention, because I ended the last segment talking about RFK, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He announced for president yesterday, and in the middle of his speech, a fire alarm goes off as he exposes the military-industrial complex in his presidential candidate announcement. A coincidence? Really? Robert F. Kennedy officially announced he's running for president in front of a packed crowd at the Plaza Hotel in Boston. early in his speech, Kennedy called for Americans to come together as Americans did in the 1770s and stand up against the corrupt merger of state and corporate power. I agree with him on that. After announcing his candidacy, he gave a heartfelt speech about how his father, Robert F. Kennedy, was able to unite people around the country despite being shunned by the DNC and other major Democrat power players during the 68 presidential campaign. I did not know that. And I wonder why. I mean, I thought the whole Democrat Party loved John F. Kennedy. They hated his brother. Why? Later in the speech, Kennedy exposed the military-industrial complex and stated his uncle, President John F. Kennedy, discovered after the Bay of Pigs that the function of the intelligence agencies had become to provide the military-industrial complex with a constant pipeline of war. And then after the Bay of Pigs fiasco, President Kennedy came out and said, I want to take the CIA and shatter it into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the wind. And as he was transitioning his speech to talk about how the Chinese are spending money to build bridges and roads across the world, while neocons in the United States have been bombing them in the Middle East, the fire alarm mysteriously went off. So you could tell, you know, the deep state, somebody had put somebody up to pulling the fire alarm so as not to allow Kennedy to say his piece, because the left doesn't want debate. They don't want dissent. They think that you should be shut down. And at the same time that was happening, as if you still don't believe me, University of Iowa students protest conservative commentator Matt Walsh's appearance on campus. He was set to speak at the Iowa Memorial Union. Students gathered across the street in protest, and he had a screening of Walsh's documentary, What is a Woman? And they interrupted his ability to speak. You know, students played music loudly and chanted F Matt Walsh and put marbles on the ground so that people would fall. They just don't want free speech. It's unbelievable. Other big news, I told you I'd talk about that in this segment, Bush and Obama, as in George W. and Obama, and Bill Clinton all team up with American Express to fly illegal alien migrants into American communities. Wow. A non-government organization, NGO, founded by former presidents Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, and backed by a litany of multinational corporations, is teaming up with American Express to fly migrants into the United States. The NGO is called Welcome.us. It was launched to work with Joe Biden's administration in resettling some 85,000 Afghans across the U.S. in 2021 and 2022, after we abandoned Afghanistan in the worst pullout in history. Unbelievable. We flew the wrong Afghans here. We left the good guys on the ground and flew the terrorists here. It also has ties to George Soros. Of course it does. Everything evil and bad in the world, in my opinion, is tied to George Soros. Members of his Open Society Foundation sit on the group's National Welcome Council. And now they're teaming up with Open Borders Group Miles for Migrants, as well as American Express Global Business Travel, to fund flights to American communities for migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Venezuela, Ukraine, and Nicaragua. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, George W. Bush, you traitor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. The Supreme Court is expected to issue its ruling on access to a commonly used abortion pill tomorrow. The decision is set to come after the court extended a temporary stay on a Texas federal judge ruling to halt production and distribution of mifepristone. The drug was originally approved by the FDA 23 years ago and has been used by over 5 million women since. The White House is dismissing allegations the Justice Department is mishandling its investigation into Hunter Biden.
They should not be politicized, and they should be able to do their job independently.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the president's son is currently under federal investigation for potential tax crimes and charges he lied on a firearm purchase form. New reports say manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin related to the onset death while filming the movie Rust have been dropped. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Z-Stack at Z-Shield is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Let Dr. Zelenko protect you with his two star pupils, Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Zelenko, otherwise known as Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who is a nonstop guest on this show. What a great American. What a great guy. Oh, God bless Dr. Zelenko. I'm so sorry he's gone. He worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. He died last year of lung cancer. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, and chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure that you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root for a discount just for my fans. ZStackLife.com. Promo code WAR. Great products. All right, Randy Sutton is my guest and my buddy. We probably have dinner every 2 or 3 months. He's a great friend of mine. Retired Las Vegas Metro police lieutenant, 24 years with Las Vegas Metro. He is the founder of the Wounded Blue, a nonprofit 501c3, helping injured law enforcement officers nationwide. The website is thewoundedblue.org. Man after my own heart, helping wounded police officers. Welcome to my show, Randy Sutton. How are you, man?
It is always a pleasure, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we want to talk about the big event you have coming up for the Wounded Blue. By the way, I didn't misspeak, did I, when I said you founded the Wounded Blue. That is your organization, right?
Absolutely. I founded it. We've been operational for 4 years now and have helped more than 14,000 American law enforcement officers.
Wow. Wow, you're doing some real good with the people I care about the most. Out of any group in the world, would have to be law enforcement and vets. So the Wounded Blue Nationwide fundraiser, easy for me to say, the Wounded Blue National Fundraiser is coming up fast. Tell everyone about it. Where's it at? What date is it? How can they contribute?
Well, actually, this is a different event that we're talking about today. This is an incredible country music event to raise money for two officers in Huntsville, Alabama, one of whom was murdered. Officer Crumby was shot and killed, and his partner, Officer Morin, was shot and severely injured just a couple weeks ago. Mm. And there is going to be a incredible country music event in Huntsville on the 25th of this month. Now, here's what's so exciting to me. This event is to honor the life of George Jones, who is, of course, is one of the most, you know, iconic figures in country
yes.
music.
Mm-hmm.
And his widow, Nancy Jones, who I spoke with just about a week and a half ago, when these Huntsville police officers were shot, this event has been sold out for a year. It's going to be filmed for a PBS event. And these are the biggest stars in country music. Tanya Tucker, Trace Adkins, Lori Morgan, Travis Tritt. And there's like everybody who is a major country star is going to be appearing at this incredible event. And here's what Nancy Jones came up with. She wanted to help these officers' families. So what they're doing is they've got a whole bunch of guitars. And they're taking these guitars, and for $1,000, the country music fans, anybody that's listening to this show right now, can get a autographed and personalized guitar by any one of these major stars who is going to be at this event. I've never heard of anything like this. I mean, literally, everybody who is anybody in country music is performing here. So they wanted to do something to help raise money for these two officers, the family of Officer Crumby and Officer Marin. And so they're going to be doing this guitar sale. And the way to get one of these guitars is to go to adoptacop.com. That's adoptacop.com. And then scroll over to the Wounded Blue. And I am so proud, Wayne, that they have asked the Wounded Blue to be the curator of this fundraising event. So you know the Wounded Blue, of course, is a nationwide organization. We help cops in every single state, and to be chosen to be a partner in this with Nancy Jones and her folks and all these amazing country stars is quite an honor for us.
All right, so if I understand this, Randy, it's for Officer Garrett Crumbie, 36, who tragically died from his injuries, and Officer Albert Morin, 34, recently taken off a ventilator and recovering in a Huntsville, Alabama hospital. The money raised is for them and their families, and you are like the coordinator of all of it. Is that what it is? You're going to help coordinate them receiving the money and what you're going to do with the money. Is that right?
That's it. You got it. They wanted to partner with a 501c3. They'd heard about the Wounded Blue and all the great work that we do and said, we want you to be our organization that we team with. So I couldn't be more proud to have taken that role.
All right, so you go to adopt a cop, as in, you know, you adopt a child, you adopt a dog. Here, you adopt a cop, A-D-O-P-T, adoptacop.com, and you buy an autographed guitar through April 24th, which is the event is the next day, the 25th. And are you bidding for the guitars, or are you just buying at a set price? How does that work?
No, you're buying at a set price. They couldn't figure out a way to do an auction like this. So it's $1,000 for a high quality guitar that is autographed. In fact, I've had two of my friends, one of whom you know very well, named
Ron,
who purchased one and is then donating it back to the Wounded Blue so that we can then auction it off at one of our next fundraising events.
Yeah, so, well, Ron's the biggest class act I've ever met in my life, and I was introduced to him by you, so you know how a class act Ron is. He's the greatest guy. What a wonderful friend. I'm so thankful for you and Ron, two of my best buddies. So how can fans help support this fundraiser other than going to adoptacop.com? I assume that's the way to help, right?
That's for it, you know, not everybody, of course, can afford a $1,000 guitar. We get that. But if any of your listeners want to support the Wounded Blue, just go to thewoundedblue.org and give what you can. If it's $5, it's $10, it's $25,000 or $100 million, whatever you can give, we can certainly use the support. We are funded only by donation.
Randy will accept your $100 million.
I will accept your $100 million. I might even send a thank you card.
That's the problem I said from day one with Ron DeSantis. He seems like a great guy and a great governor. But Trump has got such a great personality. He makes every person he meets in any room seem like the most important person in the world. That was the same ability that Bill Clinton had. Whoever he met felt like the most important person in the world. And I kept hearing Ron DeSantis is such a not a people person that when you write him a $100,000 check, he walks right by you and doesn't say hello to his donors. And people got really upset over that. And I said, that was a year ago before he ever ran. And now, you know, of course, he's running for president or about to announce he is. And there's already a big uprising among his donors. You got to thank people. You got to be a people person, you know. Randy, someone gives you $100,000, you better be nice to them. That's all I got to say.
If somebody gives me $100,000, I'm taking them out on a date. Are you kidding me?
Man or woman, you're taking them on a date. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. You know where we are these days.
Exactly. All right. So just describe to everybody your reaction to the recent mass shootings out there and the role of police and the left wanting to take away our guns as a result of a bunch of nut jobs using guns in a bad way. What's your reaction?
You know, I'm getting so tired of the left. Their incessant attacks on the Second Amendment. And, you know, here's what the way I view this. We have set the scene now for no consequences for violent crime. That's the left's doing, okay? It is George Soros's money who has put millions and millions and millions of dollars into the election of activists, quote, activist, unquote, prosecutors and district attorneys who refuse to hold violent criminals accountable when they commit crimes. Then you have more and more leftist politicians who have decriminalized just about everything, so there are no consequences for crimes. So then when someone actually commits a crime, then they blame the gun. They never blame the criminal. And so this is their constant stance is they want to disarm the American people. And this incessant cry for banning assault weapons, which aren't even assault weapons, is just their way of getting a foot in the door to destroy the Second Amendment.
Of course it is, and obviously there's a lot of nutty people in this country. It's 330 million people. There's certainly a small percentage that are completely nuts and mentally ill and need a rubber room and a straitjacket. And you're never going to stop mass murderers. They're going to be out there every single time there is one. You got to hear the same stupid drumbeat of dumb comments from liberals that I should lose my guns because some nut job killed a bunch of people. What's that got to do with me? I've never killed anyone with my guns. I'm very responsible with my guns. Ridiculous. I'm with you, Randy. Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, 24 years, one of the most decorated in the history of Las Vegas. The Wounded Blue is his nonprofit 501c3. Help him out. The website's thewoundedblue.org. Thewoundedblue.org. And you can help him at the latest event. Go to adoptacop.com and buy one of those guitars. Adoptacop.com, thewoundedblue.org. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices than all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products. They've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Lister Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wayne De La Root, the root is on fire. We've got a big event coming up in Vegas with General Mike Flynn and Clay Clark. They present the Reawaken America Tour for the first time ever in Las Vegas. I call it Woodstock for conservatives because it's going to be so many people there. It's going to be at the Craig Ranch Amphitheater in North Las Vegas. It's the only place that can hold, you know, almost 10,000 people. They call it Reverse Davos because Davos, of course, is where the deep state meets for the World Economic Forum in the middle of February in the winter in Davos, Switzerland. It's cold. They're having it in Vegas. It's hot. And the conservative leadership will be meeting at our event. Pretty much every good conservative speaker in the country will be there. We've got 70 great speakers, including, you know, that best of them all, Wayne De La Root and Alex Jones and General Mike Flynn and Don Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Laura Trump. Any more Trumps? Any grandchildren? Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, MyPillow Chairman Mike Lindell, Kash Patel. The whole group, the whole Republican conservative universe is going to be there in August in Vegas. And almost 10,000 people. So it's a big event. Get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. And use the promo code WAR to buy your tickets now, and you'll get the best price for tickets and a chance to win backstage passes. Timetofreeamerica.com, promo code WAR. So here's the news kind of left over from hour one I didn't get to. That's all very important. It's hard to ever decide what's the most important story because they're all big. Dr. Fauci has testified under oath that he never had a Twitter account. Never. And he said it on multiple occasions in interviews, but also under oath. And now he's just been exposed by Elon Musk, who released all kinds of Twitter files that show that Dr. Fauci was, in fact, active on Twitter. He's a liar. This guy is a liar and a fraud, and he's a mass murderer. Can you imagine how many lives he's responsible for ending or injuring badly, disabling? He's a complete liar. He had an account that he managed on Twitter. He lied and said he didn't. Liar. Matter of fact, he ran the White House account and answered COVID questions, is what they're saying. Let me see if I got it right. I want to make sure I get this right because I was doing it from memory. But let's just see. He said under oath, he went on Fox News and said he had no clue what Elon Musk is talking about. A lot of people are spouting out a lot of things about me and Twitter. I've never had a Twitter account. I don't intend on having a Twitter account. I've had nothing to do with Twitter, so I don't know what they're talking about. And he made similar claims during an almost seven-hour deposition while under oath. He denied using Twitter or even paying attention to social media. He said, I don't have a Twitter account. I don't see tweets. I'm disassociated from social media. I've never gotten involved in any of that. Social media and Twitter, I told you, I don't have a Twitter account. I don't tweet. I don't do Facebook. I don't do anything. Not true, according to a new Twitter file uncovered during a visit to Twitter's San Francisco headquarters that shows Anthony Fauci taking over the White House's Twitter account. Dr. Fauci did an account takeover for @WHCovidResponse, as in White House COVID response, reads a Twitter internal COVID-19 monthly update. So he's a liar. He is a liar. Twitter's monthly update also documented work they did with Johnson & Johnson on messaging strategy to help them help market their COVID-19. And that came only months after Twitter began removing and labeling tweets that they deemed vaccine misinformation by the summer of 2021. And then Johnson & Johnson began a full-court press marketing multiple pharma products on Twitter. Wow. In a separate Twitter file, a senior Twitter attorney who interfaced with the FBI on enforcement and removal of disinformation. See, anybody who disagrees with them, this is Nazi German territory. Anyone who disagrees with them is getting out misinformation. And he praised Fauci to Twitter's lawyers as America's leading trusted voice on COVID-19. What a lie. What a lie about a liar and a fraud. Fox News, news is out. Outspoken conservative Dan Bongino is out only days after their cowardly settlement with Dominion. Now, he claims that it was just a contract negotiation and they just didn't meet his number. I don't believe that for a second. And it comes at very curious timing. My guess is they didn't like that he talked about rigged elections or COVID vaccines. And by the way, he was one of the ones that told everybody to get vaccinated. And then he changed his mind a long ways down the road. You know, probably 2 years after I told everyone, do not take that COVID vaccine, he finally said, I made a big mistake, and I'm sorry I told you all to take it, and I'm sorry I took it. I got a ticking time bomb in my body. It's basically what he said. So they probably got mad at that. Criminal charges dropped against Alec Baldwin over killing the cinematographer on his movie Rust. And just point out there's a double standard in this country, and basically a court system is different for rich celebrities than it is for the rest of us. If it was just an average person, they'd still be charged. But when you hire the best lawyers and you spend millions of dollars on lawyers and you're a liberal celebrity in Hollywood, they find a way to drop the charges every time. Just in, House Republicans pass a bill to ban transgender athletes in women and girls sports. And more importantly, the bill was passed on a party line vote, 219 to 203, with all Democrats voting against it. Republicans want to ban transgender men in women and girls sports, and every Democrat voted against it. Do you not now see, ladies, Democrats hate you. It's the Democrats' war on women. The issue isn't abortion. The issue is, are men going to be allowed to take all your sports slots and your sports scholarships, your chance to go to college, your awards away? Are men going to steal every victory from you? Because they act like women or claim they are women or identify as women or have surgery to become women while they still have male hormones and testosterone raging through their body. This is the Democrats' war against women. We'll be right back. Coming up, Lindell TV at frankspeech.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.